Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of AfterBuzz TV. This is Survivor, the finale. We're so excited to have you here. Stick around to see who won the $1 million.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody. It was the finale of Survivor. Season 32, we have a winner. Someone won the $1 million. If you guys are watching this, I'm assuming you already know who it is. So we're going to give a big shout out to Michelle, the winner of season 32. Thanks so much for joining us, you guys. As always, I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Paige Bonanno. And I'm joined tonight by my wonderful co-host.
So what's up, guys? I'm Michael Rippey, and you can find me all over social media and Snapchat at Mike Rips.
Hello, guys at home. Hi, Mike. Hi, Paige. My name is Jaco Winnings. You guys can find me all over social media at Jaco Winnings.
Nice. Anyways, we're really excited tonight, obviously, because it's the finale, so why wouldn't we be excited?
Yeah.
We have a winner. I don't know if... I mean, we were kind of on the fence about who was going to win. We were pretty much between Aubrey and Michelle, which is what it came down to. But I'm a little sad that Ty didn't get any votes.
None whatsoever.
It didn't surprise you, though.
I mean, super sad. I thought Ty was going to win, and then by the end of the episode, before we saw the winner, it was clear to me that he wasn't going to get
any votes.
You could tell.
Right.
You know, I saw them kind of driving off in the sunset with Mark the Chicken and himself, mm-hmm. and just with $1 million. Didn't happen.
Are you guys happy with the outcome?
No.
You're not?
Well, I'm happy with the outcome in the sense that...
Go ahead.
Someone won. And yeah. it was a great season. Mm-hmm. I got to say, overall, it was a great season of Survivor. I'm so happy that we were able to do this all season.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a blast. However, I thought that if Ty wasn't going to win, that I thought Aubrey deserved to win too. So mm-hmm. in that sense, I didn't think Michelle really deserved to win, but different styles make different games, and so she won.
I mean, she was the total underdog. I can't believe she won. I mean, I'm so happy for her. Like, I have a girl crush on Michelle. I think she's great and beautiful and so nice. And I want to be her friend, you know, whatever. But, like, no, I just didn't think that she would win over Aubrey.
I didn't see it coming.
No, not at all.
It's crazy.
But you have to say, though, that it's good in a sense because we didn't expect it.
Right. Yeah, so that's what makes great TV. Yeah.
It makes good TV, absolutely. I thought, looking at it, though, it seemed like there was a couple times where Michelle really was going to go home and she got super lucky. Luck is part of the game, though.
Right.
So it's...
It's true. I mean, I feel like she was going to go home a few different times. And, like, kind of as Julia said at the end, like, she coasted through the first... I mean, how many days did she go without going to a tribal? 22 days? Yeah. Without going to tribal? I mean, she coasted, and then she kind of just used that to her advantage.
And most importantly, we must say that she played really well in the last couple episodes, though. She won immunities when she had to get it done, she got it done. So she's a deserving winner. Mm-hmm. I just thought Aubrey was more deserving.
I think Aubrey's more deserving as well.
But the person that's most deserving doesn't always win. That's why it's Survivor.
Right. I mean, Michelle walked out with some money. Ty walked out with some money. Poor Aubrey. I mean, she's left a little high and dry.
Zipperuni. Should we start at the beginning?
Yeah. Sure. Were you going to say something else?
Well, I was just going to say, and also, remember, they filmed the show before the last season, so these people waited over a year for tonight.
Yeah, they didn't even know until tonight as well. They waited, so a year and a half, like, I might have won Survivor, but I'm not sure. That's crazy.
No idea. So the game, you know, huge night for Michelle. Congratulations.
Yeah, she was really excited. That's amazing. Okay, so yeah, I guess we'll just go ahead and start right from the beginning. We'll talk a little bit about the strategy, the reward challenges, the immunities, and just kind of get into it and get into the ending, okay? Okay, so we kind of just start back. So Joe went home last episode, right?
Evac, yeah. Medically evacuation.
Medevac.
Super important to remember right now because it looked like Michelle was going to go home at that episode.
Mm-hmm.
If Joe doesn't have to go
Michelle
home.
Michelle would have gone home.
If Joe doesn't win the challenge, get to eat so much beef that he then has to leave the game.
That he blocked his beef.
Michelle has to forever be thankful for beef.
Yeah, for real. She would have been gone. We would have been left with Joe as the final three.
Well, who knows what happened?
Well, Joe Sydney,
instead of Michelle. But I mean, that's how amazing the game of Survivor is. You think you know what's going on, you have no idea.
Right.
Yeah. Anybody's game.
Yeah. Okay. Michelle. So at this point, we have four people left: Ty, Aubrey, Sydney, and Michelle. So basically, like, Ty starts off saying, like, he knows he has Aubrey. Like, they are on the same side, 100%. You know, he knows this. He's saying, basically, it's two against two at this point. It's me and Aubrey versus Michelle and Sydney. And so basically, you know, Aubrey's also saying, though, to counter that, saying, you know, I worked with Sydney on every single vote. So she's kind of, like, playing the field a little bit here, Aubrey, you know? And basically, they're saying Michelle's the biggest social threat in the game. Do you think that that's true?
Well, that's it's funny that you could see Aubrey's foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. She kind of recognized that Michelle was a big social threat mm-hmm. in the game. And the way she termed it, a social threat, is accurate.
Right.
She didn't feel like Michelle was that physically threatening or right. imposing in the challenges, but socially, she kind of milked her way to the end, and now she really started to recognize that it was a true threat.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting.
Right. I wish I would have paid a little more attention to Michelle, like, the first couple weeks, like, because I didn't even really pay any mind to her because I didn't think she was a threat. I didn't think she was a winner. And, I mean, now it's like, I wish I would have, like, I want to, like, watch it again to see, like, how she played those first couple of weeks without sliding under the radar, you know?
Yeah, but you also have to remember that you don't have power over how they edited it, so they might have right. not even showed her that much. I don't feel like this showed her that much in the beginning anyways.
And Beauty kept winning, so, yeah.
And I think when they did show her, a lot of times you kept thinking it's just a matter of time before she's voted off.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And yeah, so basically, you know, Sydney's also saying that she's in a better place since Joe is gone, which is true. I mean, what else can you do? But, and basically saying, you know, we like the idea of three girls at the end.
She wanted to make it to the final three and fight her way out.
With Aubrey.
And Michelle Sydney and herself. Michelle.
Yep. And so, yeah, I mean, she was pretty close, but we'll get into that. So then we'll go just right into the first reward. So basically, this reward was to get a meal designed to refuel your body and spirit. So, like, he said beef again. And
immediately, it's like, no. Why would you eat beef right now at this point?
Yeah, a protein bar, you know, pretty much everything you would need, I guess. So you basically have to slide these tiles through, stack on a machete, and what was after the machete?
A puzzle. A puzzle and a key code.
Right. So Sydney was in the early lead, you know, with the sliding the tiles part. She was just banging them out. And then Aubrey was, right on the top for the machete part, and then Aubrey wins.
Yeah, Aubrey wins. What I thought was Michelle was struggling through this entire phase, mm-hmm. and also I noticed, and I was writing it down when I was watching that, Aubrey seems deceivingly athletic.
That's what I was talking about last week a little.
All of the challenges and rewards and competitions, mm-hmm. she's always either 1-2 up there, like.
It's because she doesn't look like a very athletic person. And the way that she goes, like, moves herself, and stuff, it's not athletic.
It's like the determination, right. the hustle, the want to win.
It's in her eyes, you can see it.
It doesn't matter. She's going to get it done or she's going to go all out getting mm-hmm. it done. And that was impressive from Aubrey all season, but especially towards the end when you could see the focus. It's mm-hmm. just incredible. No matter what it was, mm-hmm. she was in the thick of it.
I kind of liked at the end they showed like a little montage of her, you know, and like when she was holding those paddles, like they're like, hey, I'm not backing down. She's like, neither my pal. You know, like she really uh-huh. went for it and she did a great job on Survivor this season.
She did.
For sure. So yeah, Aubrey wins and then basically, so she picks Sydney to go with her. Did you guys think that was the right pick?
I think it was the right pick because she was playing the game at that point, knowing that she and her entire side, even if I was tired, I would have known that, listen, it's okay because she's trying to solidify the final three at that point.
And conversely, I think I was just surprised that she hadn't picked Ty because the last week she also picked Sydney to go along when Joe let her choose. And so I was thinking at that moment, Ty would just be mm-hmm. so upset. Like, he couldn't go either of the weeks.
But I think if she didn't pick Sydney, like, Michelle and Sydney are also very tight. You know what I mean? So, absolutely. Like, it would have been bad. Like, Ty and Michelle aren't tight. But then Michelle also says, you know, she thought it was a very poor choice for Aubrey to pick Sydney again because she picked her last week. That's funny. Sorry, I was reading the live chat. Basically that it was a poor choice because she picked Sydney again. And she's like, I don't know why she would pick her 2 weeks in a row, you know? Mm-hmm. And basically, so that leaves Michelle and Ty to work together. And they say, hey, we need to take this into our own control. It's us now, you know? They shook on it. But Ty also says, you know, I'm not going to give up on Aubrey, but he'll think about it.
There was no way. The way he's like, yeah, no, I'll shake on it.
Yeah, he was kind of like, okay.
And I'm eating coconut and mango.
It didn't feel that authentic.
It wasn't going to happen. Right. No. Right. You could see it.
Huh, yeah. Okay. So we go into the immunity challenge.
Also, mm-hmm. I just want to throw out there, before they go to immunity challenge, Michelle said, while she was working on Ty that it took Aubrey winning to kick her in the ass.
Right.
To kind of
to fuel her jumpstart fire her.
And that's pretty interesting to think about, because that was before they get to the immunity challenge, which was so huge.
And which is what
huge.
Michelle won the immunity challenge.
Which in turn gets her down to the final three and gets her the money, so it's huge.
Oh my gosh, that's true. So yeah, so for the immunity, Aubrey's in the lead the entire time, but then Michelle kind of pulls back this comeback and wins. So this is the challenge where they have to... is this the ball?
They're going to run into the water with the keys.
Elaborate building.
Right. It was huge.
Or the keys.
With the keys.
Yeah.
And then they have to do like
a puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So then, yeah, Michelle wins. And basically she was saying, hey, I would have been the easy out if I wouldn't have won.
She would have.
So like she could have gone home again.
And again, in this one, Aubrey was in the lead for most of the entire challenge, and she just couldn't do the puzzle quick enough.
Right.
Michelle was lagging a little bit, but she remained mentally strong and ended up being the one that wins immunity. And that was one of the major areas where she made it to the final three to win because of that immunity. I mean, she came through when it mattered, and she won four different challenges, individual challenges throughout the season. So while we can say she maybe wasn't the most deserving, she played well.
Yeah,
she
played definitely. At least the second half of the game. And then Sydney kind of says, you know, she needs to cozy up to Michelle a little. And so basically, you know, they kind of have this conversation about who will be better in the jury, you know, because Michelle's obviously going to the top three because she has immunity. So Michelle's saying that, like, hey, Sydney's with me, you know, and Aubrey's saying, and saying that, like, Aubrey will be able to work the jury. So we don't want her because she is articulate. She knows what to say, which we saw tonight was true. She knew exactly what to say. But they also thought, hey, Ty can't work the jury. Aubrey, on one hand, is going to be amazing at talking to them. Ty, on the other hand, they might not even be able to understand him, they said. So, I mean, did you guys think that, like, had authenticity, what she said?
Yeah, I think it's true.
Yeah.
I think Aubrey is a bad choice to take you with. But
right. It was a good point that they wanted to take Aubrey out.
She was clearly very competitive and a legitimate threat to win. And it was interesting to me, at least, that it seemed like at Tribal, going into Tribal, that Aubrey, I was convinced she
going
was
home.
Going home.
Yeah.
She wasn't making it to the final three. I was convinced of it.
Right.
One thing that caught my eye is earlier, when they got back to camp, Aubrey also saying to Ty, listen, the best choice for your game right now is this and this and this, you know, to vote. And I was thinking, like, wow, she's really, like, in charge behind the curtains trying to
mind,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Pull the levers.
Mm-hmm. And then Michelle and Sydney are talking a little bit, and Michelle's saying, hey, it's not going to be you, Sydney. I'm not writing your name down tonight. You know, she knows that she has power in this part now that she got immunity. And then basically, you know, Sydney says, should I be practicing my fire making skills right now? And Michelle's like, no, I'm not writing your name down. You're fine. And basically saying that, you know, Michelle, Ty, and Sydney would be a more level playing field to go to the final three rather than Aubrey. So then we get to Tribal. And lo and behold, what Sydney said about the fire making deemed true. And basically, two votes for Aubrey, two votes for Sydney. So who voted for Aubrey and who voted for Sydney? Michelle
and Sydney.
And Sydney voted for Aubrey. Ty and Aubrey voted for Michelle.
For Sydney. Which was surprising because it looked like Ty would get rid of Aubrey.
What made him flip?
I think
his alliance. He's always been aligned with her and wasn't going to turn on her.
Uh-huh.
And it was a stupid move.
But he thinks that he could win against Aubrey? I mean, it didn't end up mattering.
No, it was a bad move because if you think about it, it was set for them to be in the final three. He would have been in the final three. All he had to decide was, listen, I'm not going to take Aubrey with me because it's, you know, you're not going to win against her.
In his best interest. It's like when Michelle voted for Julia, okay, like, yeah, they're friends. They've been in an alliance this whole time. But at some point, you have to start playing the game in a different way. Like, maybe you need to break the alliance.
There shouldn't be alliances at this point anymore. Maybe
exactly.
They should.
Well, question for you guys. Do you guys think that if Aubrey was voted off and the final three was Sydney, Ty, and Michelle, the outcome is different?
I don't know. I think Michelle might have even gotten more votes, to be honest.
I think so, too.
I think she could have gotten all the votes.
Okay. Wow. It's amazing how quickly Michelle went from the underdog to, like, totally in control of the game and winning kind of in an easy win.
She was on the bottom just about every single time.
I wonder what changes that. Is it the You know, are you aware of that change, do you think, in the game?
I don't think of that
power shift with, like, you know, wow, I don't think so.
At least because we hear from Michelle after the tribal and she says, well, you just gave Aubrey $1 million.
Yeah.
So she was at that point, unless she was so slick, but it seemed like she was being honest that she really believed at that point that that Aubrey had just won, especially with Aubrey's performance.
Yeah.
At the fire making, I mean, it just makes Aubrey look even more of a competitor, gamer, winner.
Like, she fought for her life with that fire. And poor Sydney couldn't even get a flame.
Ooh,
that was embarrassing.
And Aubrey got her fire up twice.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
It was a little sad. Especially because Sydney, she said her loyalty was to her mother. I thought that was really sweet, by the way.
Right. I better start practicing my fire making skills before I go on season 35.
Hashtag Paige.
Season 35 for Paige.
35, not 34. 35. I want a nice even number.
That's right. Paige wants an even number, so she's decided 35.
I want, like, the 35th anniversary.
So
this was 32, so then 33 is millennial versus Gen X. Then we got 34, so I got to wait another.
You got time to prep for 35. Okay. That's okay. Right. So you guys get that going.
Work
hashtag Paige for
36.
Paige for 35. Let's do it. Okay, so then that was tribal. So Sydney goes home.
Aubrey beats Sydney, and that sets our final three.
So when we get back, though, there's a little bit of a twist. They have a final challenge. They get this tree mail, right? And saying, oh my gosh, it's only going to be between two people. This is crazy. And then basically, you know, Ty's saying, hey, this game is all individual now. I can't make any packs, this and that. They get there, and then Jeff says, hey, guys, you're not playing for immunity. You're playing for the final. You guys are in the final three. It's a psych, basically. But you'll be voting someone out of the jury tonight, which they've never done. And Jeff told us that they've been thinking about it for 7 years, and they finally decided to do it tonight. So do you guys think that made a huge difference tonight in the outcome?
I do.
Yeah, I think it was a great game move. I think it was a smart, it was something exciting that switched Survivor up for all of us at home watching.
But, so Michelle still would have had four votes versus three.
However, Aubrey, that was a guaranteed Aubrey vote.
But you also don't know what Neil would have said.
Right. He could have said stuff, and clearly
he would have gunned for Michelle.
He was gunning for Michelle. So that could have affected the other people's ideas, thoughts, and then who knows. So I think it was, you know, huge.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge, and that's exactly what you said afterwards. You said, listen, it's not just who to get someone out that's not going to vote for me, it's also to get someone out that is not going to hurt my game.
Exactly. Right.
Maybe
and
not affect her.
And I think that was the biggest thing.
Right. So Michelle wins this individual,
which,
you know,
was dexterity.
Reward. Yes, dexterity, exactly.
Which was really close between her and Aubrey
as
well.
Very
super close.
Close
at the end. Very close.
I wonder who Aubrey would have gotten rid of had she won.
That's a good question. Any idea?
Wow, crickets.
Julia, because Julia is a guaranteed Michelle vote.
No, possibly.
But Michelle blindsided Julia. So at that point, if I was in the game, I wouldn't think that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe throw it on the comments there.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
If what's the thing? I'm getting confused here.
Who would Aubrey have taken out of the jury had she?
Yes. Right. Who would Aubrey have eliminated from the jury?
Right. So Michelle wins, and so we basically were kind of going about, like, who did we think Michelle was gonna take out? And we for a little bit even thought, like, maybe she won't take anybody out because, you know, showing the fact that she didn't take anybody out would be better for her. But then we're like, Joe, Neil, you got all these people that are for surefire Aubrey. And she ended up getting rid of Neil.
And Neil had some really nasty, vitriolic type of words for her.
What was that?
On passing.
He said, are we there yet? Are we there?
Yeah.
He said, you came into this game as a badass bitch, but you're actually a cute little puppy that still suckles at the teat. You're not going to stand a chance.
He was not confident when he was saying this at all.
It was
kind
of
really,
like,
awkward.
Am I going to walk in front of him and say it? Should I just walk off? Come on, Neil!
Right, Jesus. Right. Yeah. And then she ends up winning.
So Payback is a
bitch.
And also, he did say it's an honor to have finally gotten his name written down.
Since he never did.
He never did. So there
you go. Yeah. They were kind of grappling back and forth, though, about, like, you know, if they were, she almost voted for Joe, but then she's basically saying, you know, Joe's not going to get up there and ask hard questions. Neil is going to do that. And also,
and hurt her game.
Right.
Her image. What a great choice, though.
Right. They also went back and forth between Scott and Jason, which I was like, no.
It really is $1 million, maybe not because she already had 4 votes, but it was a $1 million decision.
Right.
For sure.
Right. I thought it was a little weird, though, that she kind of went up to Aubrey and was like, who do you think I should vote for? I'm thinking of voting Neil or Joe. I'm like,
I think that was all for show.
Yeah.
Really. I think clearly she knew kind of where Aubrey and Ty were going to come from.
Right.
And she's even said that. She said, listen, you know, you can see asking these people, they're trying to guide me to protect themselves and their alliances.
Yeah.
She said it.
I mean, I'm thinking you're out there. It's day 38, 39.
You're like,
let's give you guys some fun, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta ask.
So I think we have to clear the area because Eric is kind of angry at myself and you.
Oh, why is that?
We're supposed to wear our buffs. But
I don't even have a Survivor buff. Eric, can you sign me one?
Yeah, Eric, send us one.
Where'd you get yours?
Yeah, from a favorite season.
But Eric did just say on the live chat, maybe he could have seen Aubrey taking out Jason or Scott if she had one. Do you think Jason or Scott would have been a vote?
A Survivor buff?
No.
No, from the jury.
If she would have gotten the vote. If she would have gotten to clear somebody out of the jury.
It's possible. My thing about taking either of them out would have... I felt like if you took Jason out, you were eliminating Scott as a vote, too.
Right, exactly.
And that's going against you. So it was like not eliminating one, it was eliminating two.
Mm-hmm.
And that really limits your opportunity to win. So
right.
I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Anyway, so now we have the final three. They are set. Basically, you know, they always do this thing where they have a mirror. You know, you can kind of, you go weigh yourself, see how you look. And everybody is shocked. Ty says he looks like a refugee at this point. Which is true. He did. Michelle must have lost a lot of weight because she kind of mouthed like 114. It's like, damn.
Is that what she meant?
Yeah, they were talking over it or whatever, but I saw what she said. She goes 114.
Wow.
Also, that's a lot. Professional lip reader.
Oh, yeah. I was like watching, like, how much did she lose?
Because
yeah.
I saw her whispering. I had no idea what
she said. Oh, I like watched for sure because I was like, I wonder how much weight she lost. So anyways... Then what happened after they looked in the mirror?
Well, at this point, they kind of go to each of the last three survivors. And Ty is saying, like, well, he needs to win over Scott. If he needs to win this game, he needs to win over Scott, which will, in chance, win the jury over. And then Aubrey's saying, what is Aubrey saying? Oh, I was the one to make things happen. I don't know why I wrote that down.
Wait, what?
I wrote down, I was the one that made things happen.
Right, Aubrey, you know, she was a good player and she, like, made things happen constantly.
Oh, she said that about herself.
Right.
And so she's kind of self-boost, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of, like, went through a little bit why, you know, each of them has been a better player throughout this. And Aubrey kind of says also along with that, you know, from the beginning, she was paralyzed to make any decisions, and now she's totally changed. She's a completely different person, which is true. If you watch Aubrey from the beginning, Aubrey to the end, like, she's completely changed.
She was stressed out or crying in the beginning. I know they spoke about it, but I remember that episode, and she was sitting there, I think the shock and the fear of actually being in the middle of nowhere.
Right. And, like, once you start eating differently, like, your body goes through so many changes. Like, once you, like, cut out sugar and all that, you know, like, she probably felt so shitty. So
detoxing.
Yeah, exactly.
All of us should go on Survivor.
Right? Yeah. She also admits that her game was just completely all over the map. I mean, do you guys think that that's true?
No.
I don't think so.
You don't think
her
game was all over the map?
When did she say that? She said that in front of the jury?
No, she said that to us on the camera, yeah.
I think maybe it started all over the map, and I think it got pretty refined once Debbie left. She almost took on Debbie's persona, in a sense, competitively, and she kind of had that way about her of she was a dominating force.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the beginning she didn't know how to play the game, maybe, or she was, like she said, she didn't want to make decisions, but when she had to start making decisions, she was thinking about every single thing that was going to affect her game in any single way and was trying to avoid it or change it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she has strong alliances with Joe, with Neil, with Ty.
Mm-hmm.
Unbreakable type, it seemed like. Mm-hmm. And she was winning or up there in all the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't really ruffling feathers.
Right.
She was at rewards, eating at meals, and she was playing a really good game.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so then now we get to the final, the final jury vote, and, you know, where the three survivors get to make their case.
And also the jury gets to ask a couple questions.
Yes, the jury gets to ask a couple questions. Nick first up to bat. Being cocky as always, you know, he kind of gives advice to them, like, answer every question wisely.
Don't you think it was offbeat a little bit?
Absolutely.
You know, he would have been there talking about himself, but what he said was actually really nice.
Yeah, well, what did he say?
Giving them advice.
Yeah.
Well, he told Michelle to show intelligence. He told Ty to show awareness. And he told Aubrey to show confidence. Mm-hmm. And he told, in all of this, please, guys, nobody's vote is decided. And the most important thing is be honest.
Right. Yeah. So there was a couple of different questions. Like, we don't have to go through all of them, but a couple that kind of stood out. You know, Debbie kind of puts Ty on blast saying, like, do you have a split personality? Because you've, like, flopped.
Which is bullshit,
every
because
time.
She, in the finale, said how many personalities she has.
Right,
what
right.
What the fuck's that about?
I didn't like that also because she specifically said disorder.
Right.
I felt like that was a little bit condescending.
It
didn't seem nice or... Mm-hmm. Even if he does have split personalities, especially it's a game. I didn't like the way she phrased that.
You gotta, bring it out at that point.
Also, at the same time, I think that question hurt Ty.
Mm-hmm.
Gameplay. Ty clearly struggled.
Answering.
His major struggle was communicating mm-hmm. clearly, concisely, and in a way that made you seem like, yeah, I got it.
It wasn't even as bad at Tribal as I thought it was during the live after show. Yeah. Like, Jeff had to cut him off a couple times.
It was clear that he just continues and can't get his point out.
But that's what we spoke about last week. It's also said it comes against him.
And like maybe he just can't get it, you know, like sometimes, you know, English being your second
Absolutely.
Language, you know.
I think that, and I think though that question from Debbie, I think that put thoughts into other people's minds. Mm-hmm. It's hard when you're not clear. It doesn't make you look as presentable as a winner, let's say. Whereas conversely, it looked like Aubrey was really handling the questions extremely
well.
So well spoken. Short, concise, used points that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
She lost the vote to me when Julia asked her, listen, well, that was in the beginning. Where's that police sirens?
I hear them outside.
Oh, it's outside. It's like, what the hell's going on?
Right.
Now, I can't remember now off the bat who asked her that, but she asked, would you have kept me?
Debbie said that to Aubrey.
Yes, and then Aubrey, to Aubrey. And she's like, yes, of course I would have kept you. Which is like a stupid question and answer.
Of course you didn't keep her. You sent her home. Like, what do you mean?
And of course you're going to say yes, and how can you believe that? She's just trying to win your vote. So I thought that was a huge waste of time.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, Scott completely called out Ty and asked Aubrey about the vote while also kind of putting it clear that he was voting for Michelle.
Yeah,
right?
he was kind of intense. Like, he basically picked apart the other two and then said, Michelle, good job, you know?
Shoot, yeah, this whole dance, he looked like a sore loser.
Yeah, he is a sore loser.
And then this is this.
Right, right, right.
Then what's
this all
about?
He's such a sore loser. For sure.
Geez.
I know. I don't like him.
No. What other questions were there? That was good.
So Julia kind of came on strong to Michelle right away, and I was like, oh, wow, like, they're like best friends in real life, though. So I was a little thrown off by that. She basically said, like, I think it's clear that you were the weakest link at the beginning. You just coasted. Every vote, you were just a number, like this and that. And then she said, hey, but when it came time and you had to vote me out, I was proud of you for doing that because it was the first big move you made.
That's a great thing for Julia to say.
Right, right.
It's a huge pat on the back.
Definitely.
She also told Ty, said, mm-hmm. you were so strong at the start. And mm-hmm. then at the merge, your game deteriorated.
Right.
And I believe that also was a follow-up to kind of working against him. It did seem like Ty was the all-star for the first half of the game.
Right.
He was. As it
got more close, there was less competitors, it seemed like he started to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his downfall. And she hit it right on the hill.
Yeah.
Right on the head.
Definitely. You know, Aubrey also says, like, kind of during this, you know, I was always on the right side of the vote every single time. Ty was on the wrong side of the vote 3 times. So I feel like her saying that and like other things going on is, it really hurt him. It really, really hurt Ty.
And also he didn't have, going along with his communication, he didn't have a good response.
Right.
It was like he was under siege and he couldn't fight back in a way that worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this whole tribal council in Vietnamese.
Yeah,
and see how everybody
if
else
I could
face.
Speak that. Real quick, shout out to Sheena123. I just saw
Sheena,
you ask for one, so.
Sheena123,
thanks
Sheena,
for joining us.
At the same
one,
time,
two,
thank you to Thomas. Thank you to everybody that's joined us, not only tonight, all season. Communicated with us on social media.
Yeah.
We appreciate it so
awesome.
Much.
Really, you guys
awesome.
Have
Love
been amazing.
You.
So thanks for joining us all season. We hope you come back next season, obviously. Okay, so we'll get back to it. What else? I mean, what else happened at this tribal? Anything that sticks out to you? I mean, Aubrey kind of showed how passionate she was for this game kind of when she made her point.
She's
right. And you know, like, I thought she did a great job.
I didn't write it down, but even when she described why she should win mm-hmm. and what she did well. She used outwit, outplay, and outlast nice. Perfectly.
Right. I agree.
She's clever with her words.
It was right on point, and it was authentic and right. real, and she was right. And so
I think she made the best case for sure. And you know, Michelle kind of said, "I had faith in myself when nobody else did." She made a good point too, but like I didn't think it was as strong as Aubrey. Aubrey was just on the money.
Yeah, she was
and
good
she still
with
didn't
words.
Win.
Well, let's talk about this. Jason asking Ty a question about when did you leave us? What was the turning point? And him saying, well, I got scared of you guys were, you know, almost feeling like you're going to team up against me or get me out, which would have happened because they even said on the show, yeah, the next one out would be Ty, because mm-hmm. we, you know, he's not in the final three with us. That's Jason's word. But then also Ty saying, like, how the way you guys do stuff is different. It's not how I do stuff. Sometimes it's even savage.
Mm-hmm.
Savage.
It's true. I mean, I don't know. I don't think Ty was wrong.
What do you guys think they spoke about that made him feel like that?
I think it was some of the man stuff he couldn't relate to or he felt left out.
Yeah.
That's what it seemed like, he said.
Well, isn't it crazy how deep this game goes that has an effect? Campfire tales or what you talk about?
Mm-hmm.
I was intrigued by that.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, any other thoughts about Tribal before we get into the after show?
Mm-mm.
Incredible. It's incredible. I mean, it was amazing. I really, all season for the last few weeks, I've been pushing how I thought Ty was definitely the mm-hmm. winner. And it's amazing how even before we got to the final, the vote, mm-hmm. I knew it was clear that Ty wasn't going to win.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because, yeah, from the beginning, we always said, like, if you're smart, you won't take Ty to the final three with you.
That's such a threat. And mm-hmm. then it was amazing.
He turned out to be the GOAT.
The mm-hmm. GOAT. And it was amazing how quickly Michelle rose to the power. We keep saying that, but it's really true. It's remarkable. I can't remember another season or something that was, it was so quick. She mm-hmm. won the immunity when she needed to win. She got lucky with the medevac when it had to happen. She was able to eliminate a vote against her right away. She, all these things came together and she just put it together in the last, you know, 6-7 days.
Right.
And just commanding lead. And shows you how quick
I can't
winning the
believe
game
she won. I can't believe she
and
won.
She, you can't not only say that she won against a great
player.
Aubrey and a pretty good competitor in Ty.
If you would have looked from the beginning, you would have never thought she would have won over Ty. I mean, I wouldn't have even thought Aubrey would have been in the final three from the beginning.
And she didn't just win against one person where you're surprised. She won against two really
right.
If either Aubrey wins or Ty wins, there's no surprise.
Right.
I think people are happy, people understand.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she won against both of them mm-hmm. and she won convincingly.
So Aubrey only got two votes.
Aubrey gets two votes.
2-5.
Joe and Neil? No, Neil wasn't there. Joe and Debbie?
I believe it was Joe and Debbie. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I know it was Joe. It was clearly going to be Joe.
Yeah.
I believed it was also going to be Debbie.
And then everybody else voted for Michelle.
When you start and you're going into the final vote and you start to think about it, and you start to see, you're like, well, Michelle's got that vote.
Mm-hmm.
And you start thinking, wow, Michelle's going to...
She's got racked up.
Michelle's
going to
win.
What do you guys think if it came down to the audience's view or America's view?
I don't think, right, that's a great. I think that Aubrey or Ty.
Aubrey.
I think Aubrey wins.
Oh, I think Aubrey over Ty.
I do too.
I think Ty would have gotten some votes if it was up to America.
Oh, absolutely. How interesting would it have been if CBS or Survivor had shown us in the recap show, even just in the audience,
right,
as it was going on, maybe an audience vote, the live
yeah,
vote.
Yeah,
the audience.
They should have done an audience
come
vote.
Come on,
come
yeah.
on, CBS.
Just to see what other people are thinking.
And then at least the percentage, just to show you at
what
least what
you
the
would
audience,
have done in that
what,
situation.
Exactly, and to show you how it compared to the Survivors, because in that 7-member jury, Michelle was a dominating win, but was she overall? I don't think so.
Who would you guys have
all.
Voted for? I would have voted for Aubrey.
Aubrey, absolutely. And if you're not voting for Aubrey, I think you're voting for Ty.
I would have
I mean, it maybe you're voting for Michelle, but nonetheless, I feel like...
Well, thinking about the whole gameplay, not just the last couple weeks, which Michelle has done great, but the entire time. Like, yes, Ty flipped a couple times, but that's how he got to the end, because he played a good game. I might have voted for Ty after Aubrey.
That's the thing, and so it really shows you how amazing tonight's episode and mm-hmm. this whole season of Survivor was, that Michelle ends up winning in an amazing season where the most medevacs
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of memorable characters mm-hmm. who I think many of you guys would want to see on future episodes.
A lot of new things. The Super Idol, the jury vote.
The jury vote. A lot of, like, a chicken that didn't get eaten.
The extra vote, too. Yeah, Mark, like, come on.
I mean, this is one of the memorable seasons of Survivor.
I can't believe Ty convinced him not to eat the chicken.
That's remarkable in itself.
Yeah.
And of course, I have to say, I'm super sad that Mark didn't make it to the season finale. But I'm glad to know that he made it 39 days.
He should have been there.
I know.
Yeah. I think they were struggling to import him to America.
Right? They let him go.
They let him go.
They ate him at night for celebration. That's what happened.
Right?
Oh, no.
Gosh. Yeah, this is crazy. It was better this season because, like, last season with, like, Survivor Second Chance, Jeremy was, like, such a good winner, and I'm so happy that he won. But every single person on the jury voted for him. Like, it wasn't even a question. It was like, okay, so we know Jeremy's winning, you know? And, like, he was great. I'm so happy for him. But, like, this, at least we had a little bit of a twist and a turn. We weren't sure who was going to win. I still can't believe who won.
No. And I think
it was Michelle.
Yeah, right. But that's why it makes TV so good. You know, absolutely. That's why Survivor's so good, and I love it so much.
And let us know in the live chat or over the next few days, what did you guys think as far as this season overall, mm-hmm. season 32, compared to past seasons? Because if you ask me, and I haven't watched all 32 seasons, right. I definitely think of the ones that I've watched, this is one of the best.
Agreed.
Yes. Not because it's right on the top of my head. I think we had everything.
Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot about, like, this season before it happened, and every time it was like, the season's so good, it's so good. And, like, I agree. I thought there was a little of everything, like
there's
you said.
So much. So many interesting subplots and moves and mm-hmm. interesting characters that you'd want to see back.
Right, right. Everyone's saying that they want Caleb to come back on another season. Like, yeah. Can that even happen? He's been on Big Brother, he's been on Survivor, and they're going to let him come back again?
He's going to be in Valencia.
If he comes back, he better freaking win then.
You know what? Like, I think we're going to see him on Amazing Race.
Him and his girlfriend, or him and his wife.
Amazing Race
they
for Caleb.
They have to. They will.
Hashtag Caleb for Amazing Race.
Oh, they will. It's already
in the books?
Yeah, he's probably doing it right now.
But let me ask you guys, and maybe you guys in the live chat tell us, if you chose one competitor, and let's say not Michelle because she won, mm-hmm. but one competitor from this season on a future season, who do you choose?
For the audience sake, I would say Jason.
Jason?
For the audience sake.
Without Scott, that would be interesting.
People love Caleb, but I don't think I saw enough of Caleb to really know if I would think that he should come back. You know, like, I love him. Like, I think he's a good guy, but, like, I don't know as much about his gameplay because he never even went to trial, did he?
No, I thought we already
Beauty
agreed
never
Caleb.
Went to trial.
No, they didn't. No, you're right. But I thought we already agreed Caleb was going to go back.
Yeah, I guess. Well, maybe. But I don't know. I think Jason would be good for the audience sake. I don't know. Ty. I would love to
see
Ty back.
Ty?
Yeah, I love him. Or I don't know.
I think Neil, too.
That's who I was going to say.
I would say Nick, even, just because he's so cocky and, like, it's just funny, you know?
Yeah, but he's not going to bring anything new to the game.
Yeah, people
I think
don't
Neil
love to see him.
Will bring something new to this game.
And you know what I was just thinking? You know who we didn't see at all, even at the finale show, was Preston? Was it?
Preston? Daryl?
No,
Darnell.
That was the first one, but what was it? Preston, was it?
No.
Peter,
it's been so long, I forgot.
He didn't say anything. Yeah, he was there. He was on the corner. He was on the side.
Yeah, I was sitting there. I saw
him.
Yeah,
people were clapping. He wasn't. He was just sitting there, like, kind of like butthurt.
Peter, come on, bro.
But I
would want to see Neil just because he did have to get medevaced out, and so he wasn't voted for ever. And it seemed
and he's
like
funny.
Yeah,
he's
but I lost. Funny. I lost a lot of. He's funny, but I lost a lot of respect for him in that shitty comments gave Michelle.
Yeah.
And I agree. I agree with you totally. Come on, man. That was. I didn't like that at all. But I think that putting him into another season would be interesting.
Well, we need to wait for another Survivor Second Chance, but this will be a long time away. They're not just going to put him in another episode.
No,
you know,
it'll take a little bit.
To be Survivor Second Chance if they ever did it again. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the episode. Then in the Survivor Live finale, then we see a couple things happen, you know, talk to a couple different people. And then all of a sudden, Sia comes out and donates $50,000 to Ty himself and $50,000 to the charity of his choice. So she just dished out $100,000 to Ty because she loved him so much.
Yeah. That's great. Good job to him.
Yeah. So Ty didn't go home empty-handed.
He didn't go home. He got $50,000 for him, and then, hey, he gets to donate to charity, too, so he's happy. Poor Aubrey went home with nothing.
He's going to plant trees with that $50,000.
Yeah, right?
Smackaroos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And then Michelle gets $1 million. Mm-hmm. And then Jeff's like, here's a check. I'm like, oh, okay. Just a million dollar check. Don't you have to take out taxes?
When he takes it over the crowd, like, he's like, oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, uh-huh.
Easy to grab.
Oh, she has to cash that bad boy at some bank. And then I think afterwards, they're going to take some taxes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
California.
Anything crazy at the live finale you guys want to talk about? I mean, it was pretty straightforward.
It was. I mean, we saw the Sia thing, I think, is the most memorable part because that was unique and different.
And Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
It was a random placement.
Interesting, just CBS doing that. And then also we see the Survivor 33 preview.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, exactly.
Generation X.
Yeah, which is millennials. And millennials is us, new kids on the block. And then Gen X is obviously, I take it, the older generation.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, being a millennial, it pisses me off when everybody says, like, I was talking to them about this earlier. Oh, I didn't get any participation trophies when I was little, blah, blah, blah. I'm a millennial, and I never got participation trophies when I was little either. Like, they assume that every single person has gotten a participation trophy for participating in stuff. No, I only got a trophy when I won.
These Gen X people.
For my whole life. So I hate when people say that.
I totally agree.
Rant over.
I stand with Paige.
Who's Gen X in any way? What does it even stand for? Generation X? What is it? What is this, X-Men? What's this, superheroes?
Yeah, maybe we should know this. They're probably going to be like, yeah, you millennials don't even know what Gen X means.
And why would we know? Because we don't waste our time knowing nonsense. Shit. Right. Oh, come on,
I don't
Gen
know.
X.
I mean, what do you guys...
Come up with a better name, please.
Yeah, right? So I guess for predictions, we'll say how we predict next season's going to go. So let's go into predictions, I guess.
Okay, let's do it. Predictions.
I mean, I don't really have any predictions. I guess I would just
I want a damn prediction from the next season.
I just don't know how
who's
good
winning
the season's going to be, you know?
Let's talk about it.
I know. I'm going to say that, unfortunately, this is probably going to sound bad, but I don't think that Survivor Season 33 will match up to Season
32. Absolutely
not.
I don't think... I think it'd be very hard to match up to Season 32 for any other
one. Lofty expectations. I hate to say that. I'll be back. I'll be watching, but I just don't...
The fact that they're in Fiji, though, that's great.
Looks beautiful.
Look, okay. So we know now that Jeff and Mark Burnett will have some tricks up their sleeve. They will make it exciting for us and for you guys at home. So I'm excited to see what those little changes are going to be. But as far as Beauty versus Brawn and Brains in this one, I don't think Gen X millennials... I'm excited to see the millennials and how they think, probably because I'm a millennial, but Gen X, I'm like, nah.
Right.
There's also 20 competitors. Mm-hmm. Wasn't there only 18 this season?
In this season, there was 18.
Okay. 18.
I should have gone on this one, the Gen X millennials one, because I feel like I could have done really good, because I get along really well with, like, older people. It would have been great.
Yeah, but then you
were seeing on the live chat that some people are saying that next season will have a lot of arguing between tribes. I could see that.
Well, yeah, because that's why they pick those tribes. But they start off as this tribe, you know, millennials and then Gen X. So once you merge, I get it. But you can also think that all the young minds and the millennials and everybody's got their own personality and you can be who you want to be.
Right.
And they are. And all the older people are, like, you know, in the same little...
Mm-hmm. And also, we see a quick glimpse of the character of Zeke. Who says he hates social media.
I hate Twitter.
But I'm on Twitter.
But he's on Twitter, so that's interesting.
But I'm on it,
He's already definitely going to be an interesting character.
Gosh.
So we'll have characters, of course. There always are. We'll start to like it. I'm sure we'll be back. We'll enjoy it. But I really love this season.
It was great.
It's been an amazing season.
It was a great season. I'm happy for Michelle. I'm happy for Aubrey and Ty, everybody. And shout out to you guys. Thank you for joining us all season, for sticking with us, being our fans. We appreciate you guys so much. Drop us a comment. Let us know how we did this season, what you'd like to see different, change for next season, and hopefully we can get it done for you guys.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
How we can make it better with you guys. We'd love to know.
For sure. So anyways, that was Survivor Season 32, the finale. Thank you so much for joining us, you guys. We appreciate you. This is AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Paige Bonanno.
And I'm Michael Rippey, and I just want to say thank you to the engineers here.
Yes.
I want to say thank you to you, Paige. Thank you to you, Yako.
Thank you.
Thank you to you guys for...
Namaste.
...for hanging out with us all season. Thank you, CBS. You can find me at Mike Rips on social media.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for a great season. Audience, you guys are amazing. As always, throw down in the comments on the YouTube video. We always reply, right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
My name is Yako Vinnings. I'll see you guys on the next Survivor, I guess.
Yeah.
You can find me at Yako Vinnings all over social media.
Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next season.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.